Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
You know, when I think of Wisconsin winters, I think of the Northwoods. I've had some great experiences, Michelle and I have, up in the Eagle River area, from ice fishing to snowmobiling to strapping on those things that look like tennis rackets and walking around in the forest. I love the Northwoods, and kind of the entry into the Northwoods is Rhinelander. Beautiful, beautiful Rhinelander. Rachel Balin is the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Hey, thanks for being with us, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Rhinelander this time of year. So much to talk about. It's so beautiful up there. Lights of the Northwoods. What is this all about?
Well, we kind of kick off the season with some amazing lights displays in the Northwoods here. I mean, it looks even better because we just got some fresh snowfall, so that's great too. But the Lights of the Northwoods, it's the 9th annual event, and any day of the week you can go for absolutely free. They do take either monetary donations or canned donations as well, but that's at Hodag Park, and that's from 5 to 9, and it's just, there's millions of lights over there, and it's really something to see, especially right next to the lake.
It sounds really cool, and I heard that they have New Year's Day fireworks. Is that right?
They do. So not only can you drive through any night of the week, and then on New Year's Day, which is something fun, you can actually see fireworks in the winter. So it's a great outdoor event. You can walk to it. You can take your sled and go, you know, right up close to it, and it's really great.
That sounds really cool. Rondelet Ranch, they have something cool going on there, don't they?
Yeah, so not only do we have Lights of the Northwoods, we also have Rondelet Ranch just outside of town, about 15 minutes in Hershaw, and they call it their Christmas Wonderland, and it is absolutely stunning. They actually custom make their own lights displays out there, so they have certain days you can go to a walking tour. It's $25 per car, but you can go on their website and get a coupon and get a discount that way, but it really is something to see. They have refreshments, and they have photo ops with Santa and the Grinch, and it really is a Christmas wonderland out there.
That sounds really cool. We're talking to Rachel Balin, Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. People want to make a weekend out of it there, let's walk through some of this. First off, what kind of places can you stay in the Rhinelander area?
Well, we have a huge variety of anything from hotels to cabins and anywhere in between, so make sure you go ahead online and book that. You can go to rhinelanderchamber.com, and it'll link you to all different lodging opportunities there. We have tons of different outdoor rec activities as well, anything from snowshoeing, there's cross-country skiing, and you can also stop at the chamber and pick up a map so you know where to go. There's places where you can rent equipment as well, like Mel's Trading Post. Ice fishing is kicking off. We've got, like I said, we've got some snow going on the lakes and a few inches of ice out there now, and we've got people doing some fishing out there safely, of course, and so you want to make sure when you're here to hit some amazing restaurants and supper clubs and get your old-fashioned and your fish fry too.
Ooh, I like that. So highlight a couple of the restaurants for me.
Absolutely. So one of my favorites with a great view is the Fireside, and it's right on a lake with beautiful view. They have Christmas lights up, and it's a very homey atmosphere, your traditional supper club. We have some great restaurants downtown too, like the Rhinelander Pub and Brown Street 151. They give you some great experiences and just that Northwoods traditional ambiance.
I love when you mention downtown. You guys have a great downtown. It's kind of the lifeblood of towns. There are those local businesses and restaurants. Tell us what makes Rhinelander's downtown special.
I think, quite honestly, it's the people and the variety of stores downtown. We've got music stores and gift stores and clothing boutiques, and it's a very nice collection of a wide variety of different things you can experience and shop for. We've got a brewery downtown. Mm-hmm. We have a wine bar. It's a little bit of something for everybody.
It's really walkable, too, isn't it?
Absolutely walkable, yes. So, you know, it's probably spans 6-7 blocks in both sides in both directions. And, you know, it's like I said, it's just a huge variety. Even for kids, there's kids' toy stores and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's really cute, too. What is the website, Rachel, if people want more information?
RhinelanderChamber.com. You can also go to ExploreRhinelander.com, and that's where you'll find all these restaurants and lodging and activities and outdoor rec suggestions.
Two good choices there. It's a great place to spend a weekend as you get close to Christmas. Rachel Balin is the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Up next, we take it indoors to the Milwaukee Boat Show.